All right, let's get your fields unified if they aren't already. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified field. Now allow your unified field to expand in all directions until it touches the unified field of the others around you, creating a single, powerful, unified field that acts like a magnifying glass to the sun, that takes the light and refracts it and concentrates it where it needs to go. Now today we are going to be joined by representatives of the Uraeus group, Gaia, elementals, devas, and the peace angels of the Shem HaMaforash, the peace angels of the name, will be joining us today. And allow your collective unified field to rise above the earth and float towards Gaza in the Middle East. There is a humanitarian crisis unfolding here, as I'm sure you all know. We already have nested grids around this area. Please allow the collective unified field to settle around Gaza and the peace angels of the Shem HaMaforash will start beaming different frequencies of light to be magnified and concentrated into this region. And with them come the shimmering iridescent vibration of the peace Elohim. This is hard for those of you who are more sensitive because of the collective anguish in this region. Remember, let it flow through, note it, see it, acknowledge it, and release it. Stand by for the rest of the council to come through with various healing energies that are needed by the collective in this region. Humans, animals, plants, the earth itself that cries out for the violence inflicted upon it, upon its sensory apparatus, which are the humans, the animals, the plants, the minerals. As I'm sure some of you are aware, the earth in her long seasons has been subjected to a great deal of violence of mountains and water, cosmic rays. But this kind of violence where part of its consciousness wars upon another is some of the most painful. They're transmitting on the vibrations of the ray, the fuchsia ray of divine unity, the silver ray of divine grace. copper ray of communion. And all the multicolored vibrations of all the different manifestations of divine love. Merge now with the collective of souls of all those in this region being affected by this. To support them. To love them. To, where appropriate, weep with them. Peace angels of the name, embrace them. Let the love that you feel, you, your soul, radiate from your heart center, filling your collective unified field with your unconditional love, with the agape your soul has, or the other parts of itself that are in anguish. Thank you. Now allowing your collective unified field to gently rise above the earth. Rise and expand. Rise and expand to enclose the very earth itself. This time settling in the eastern hemisphere rather than the north or south pole. Have that be your center point. Right around the level of the equator. And we are going to enclose some of the collective consciousness grids of the earth. There are many layers of these grids, the individual layers, communities, regions, continents, and then the entire earth itself. By connecting in this way, we influence and support them all. Gaia and the Uraeus group will now come through to send transmissions into the collective consciousness grid. Please hold presence for them to do so. Now stabilized by the Uraeus group in Gaia, we stand by to receive transmissions from Galactic Central coming through the Sun. And as this travels at this instantaneous beyond the speed of light, it reaches instantly, unlike the radiation from the Sun itself. This energy comes on a stream of consciousness. Galactic Central has a collective consciousness, the likes of which you cannot imagine at this point. And it is sending instructions to Gaia, support for Gaia. And in Gaia, we are all-inclusive, Gaia and all her inhabitants and all of the aspects that make up her body and atmosphere and her place in the orbital positioning of her solar system, as well as receiving the support of the other planets in the solar system itself. There is a quickening or a kindling quality to these transmissions from Galactic Central. A quickening of the light, intelligence, consciousness of the Earth. Especially you are receiving the vibrations from the mental sphere of Jupiter, which is about expansion. Many forces of events and situations may make you feel like contracting in the face of them. Jupiter invites you to expand into who you are in the face of everything. Become more fully to presence of who you truly are. and to walk in the light that you are. To stand as a role model and as a beacon to those around you and those with whom you come into contact. Like the medieval practice of palimpsests, where to save precious paper, you would use the same paper over and over, but if you rub them, you get to what the image or the words were underneath. You have been working, toiling collectively, you and many others not in this call, for these very days, putting together the blueprint, the plan for an emergent, mature soul civilization. It rests unseen as yet beneath the structures that are unraveling. There is not nothing, there is not void there. There is a creation, a co-creation that has required all of your efforts and participation for a long time. So we tell you, fear not. It may look like the floor, like your footing is crumbling underneath your feet, but the supports are there. You built them there. You and the collective, as we address you, all of you. And the time for their emergence is coming. Now, as you are connected to this collective consciousness grid, we invite you to adjust your vision in a different way, your inner vision. And if you look at it as if it were a shimmering cloud of light around the planet, you will see areas where it is denser, slower, dimmer. Which indicates the presence of great fear. You'll see it snarled everywhere, but it will be concentrated especially around the governmental centers of aggressive nations, such as Russia, Israel, and the United States, but not limited to them. However, right now those are the greatest accretions of density. And so, as planetary service helpers, when you go to the Uraeus Temple or when you're in group here, when you see, you fly around the earth and you're looking for these dense accretions, and you see them, what do? You concentrate your unified field to act as a prism that brings the light of higher truth from spirit into those dense tangles of fear to lighten them. And you'll even see them lighten as you do this. They'll get less dense, less tangled, less dark, lightening up. And this is just a one way that you might see it. There's an orientation to see light, good, dark, bad, because of the distance of Earth to the sun means that you live on a planet that has a lot of bright light from the sun. If you were living further away from the sun on a darker planet, you would see dark as the ultimate of everything. It's all where you're positioned in your solar system. So if you wanted to, you could see it as getting even lighter than the surrounding area. however you wish to approach it. For the kingdom of heaven is all around you and you do not see it. You are fish swimming in an ocean of light that don't perceive it because it's the very ocean that supports you. The only thing that keeps the knowledge of heaven on earth away from your day-to-day experience is this inability to visualize it, to see it, to have a vision of it. And so in these times of challenge, when news seems worse every day, because the news is designed to do that, so that you stay in a state of imbalance and anxiety, we invite you to connect to your spirit in the ways we have taught you and ask your spirit to show you, to imbue you, to saturate you with the knowing of who you are and what you are here to do. That revisioning will help lift the clouds of despair, anger, frustration, and fear. And remember that the best way, at least in the moment, to banish fear is to displace it with the presence of your spirit, of your essence. And again, we have provided methods for doing this. And fear rises in you. Take a deep breath, unify your fields, bring your spirit in, do the essence breath, do the walking in grace, infusing your essence as on the waves of grace into every cell of your body. Saturate yourself, your body, which is a field, your fields, with the presence of spirit. And while it will not banish the fear permanently, because nothing on earth ever does, it will give you a space to breathe, reestablish your center, and continue. There is a lot of fear and anger, and even desperation in the consensus grids these days. So any work you can do from the Uraeus group, similar to what we are doing now, remember you're outside of time when you're in the Uraeus temple in the upper astral. So you can recruit all of you, everybody that's working on this, those of you who join this call and the many, many, many others who are interested in support who don't, to help you infuse light, love, and divinity into the collective consciousness grids to, if only for a moment, lift the fear, the despair, the anger from the hearts of all connected to it, which is everybody. And that this is not only to the benefit of humanity, but to the benefit of all the other myriad forms of life with which you share the earth, who are all experiencing great stress at this time of shift. Air. More transmissions from the central sun and assistance from Gaia and the Uraeus group to sending the energies through the ley line system to where it needs to go. I will say again, there will be more and more instability seismically and volcanically. We've already seen some of that unfold. So we would congratulate you for your work last month, which was instrumental in allowing us to shift the locus of a major blowout away from where it might have devastated Japan into a relatively uninhabited area in Kamchatka. Your collective effort and energy and love has more of an effect than you know, and do more than you can imagine. That said, there will be events that, no matter what is done, will affect highly populated areas of humans, animals, plants. That is to be unavoidable. But where we can, we minimize the impact on life. Well, it's all alive, isn't it? But on parts of life that might be impacted the most by it, generally minerals enjoy seismic and volcanic activity. It really moves them around. They kind of like it. They find it stimulating. But animals, plants, people, not so much. People like humans and cetaceans. So there's more instability along the Ring of Fire, but there may also be seismic and volcanic activities that surprise. With a pole shift, it always destabilizes the plates, the tectonic plates. And with solar flares disrupting the electrostatic charge that holds these plates together, you're going to see a lot of shifting. And as we're sure that you have figured out, there is a psycho-spiritual message in this upheaval, as within, so without. You're undoing 15,000 years of your recorded history and reshaping it into something new. What will you co-create? Without reckoning with what has been created before, you can't move forward. So everything that is being displayed worldwide in your political and economic systems is going to be more and more obvious about showing you where your collective societal imprinting has brought you, and to decide consciously to rebuild in a different way. And also compassion of knowing that while as old souls or mature souls, you can look at what the young and baby souls are doing, and it's easy to bring human judgment into it, we would remind you that all of you have been baby and young souls, and you also committed errors. And as older souls, you guide your younger siblings to a better way. You can't always do this with verbal teaching. They're not always receptive to that, especially young souls. You have to trick them to teach them anything. But with your energy, you can influence it. And that is what the tools are designed to do, not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of everyone around you. Now, we want you to stand by for the infusion of divine love from Galactic Central, and we want you to tune in and feel how much they love us. Feel from Gaia how much she loves you. All of you. Feel the web of relationships that connects you to all life here and all life everywhere in the universe. From across all of physical reality, through every dimension of thought and consciousness to source. You are loved. You are supported. We are here. You can send your love back too. It's a two-way street. It's a multi-way street, in fact. Be kind to yourself and to each other. People you are close to may start acting in unpredictable and incomprehensible ways. They may not be acting like themselves, so to speak. You may not be acting like yourself, so to speak. Such are the distortions of fear. When you annoy yourself or they annoy you, remind yourself of that. Unify your field. Bring your essence in. Displace that fear in your field and the person you're dealing with will gain the benefit of it, or the people. For their fields will unify and their spirits will come in and temporarily displace the fear. And so carrying the love that you have in your hearts. And with our love and blessing with you always, we thank you for your work here. All of your work through all of your experience and existence. Thank you for your service. We love you more than you know. Now you may either stay in the collective grid, because those energies that have been using that collective unified field withdraw gently. You may separate into your bodies or hang around in the unity for a while. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're prepping us. They must be prepping us for some big stuff. They were pulling it all out. So
I have a question, Susanna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
When we are focused on Gaza, drawing the energy there, right now they do need a lot of humanitarian aid. Does that allow energy to be more receptive to other countries bringing in or giving or donating humanitarian aid, like the way Canada did, not worried about the world stage, but just going ahead and doing it?
When you do the work in any area, it creates that area as a beacon or a light.
Okay.
So it attracts attention. That's another reason we do it, to bring attention to the matter so that it can bring about aid from other places as well, material aid, because they are in desperate need of that. Yes. The energetic stuff is great and all, but they need real material aid. So, yes, the work that you do there will set up an attractive beacon that will incline others to be generous.
Thank you.
It doesn't force them to, mind you, but it does make them more inclined to do so, which is what we need.
Receptive to it, right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And it is really a horrific humanitarian atrocity going on there.
Yeah, it is.
Beyond belief. So we have to do what we can, because the forces of fear seem to have the upper hand, but they won't prevail, ultimately.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care. Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.